USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.